Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And welcome to Overnight America and a win that is not overtime related. Wow, way to go, Blues, man. I'm sitting here in the studio getting ready for the show, and I think to myself, come on, Blues, you can do this. And they tie things up, and next thing you know, I'm thinking, well, if they go to overtime and maybe a shootout, we might not even get on until about 1 o'clock. What? The next thing you know, they score immediately after that, before I could even finish the thought. Way to go, Blues. I'm glad they got the win. They needed that. They needed to get that rebound win, so good for them. Only a few hours, well, hour and a half tonight here on the show. So I want to talk about what happened at Target in St. Charles. There's an update to that. KMOV actually spoke to the victim inside the hospital. They got a couple of clips from there. I wish I could be as optimistic as he is. And I also want to talk about the DNC and Alex Trebek this hour. Big announcement from him. Before we get to those things, I wanted to mention something I brought up yesterday on the show. I went to go see the dentist today. It was long overdue. This is what happens when you walk into a dentist office and you go to the front and you say, oh, I'm a new patient. Okay, fill out these forms. And then you get up there and they say, when was the last time you saw a dentist? And I said, probably about 2012-ish, somewhere in there. They said, and they thought they were going to walk into a booby trap, like they're going to open up my mouth and it was going to be a just complete disaster in there. Because I haven't been to the dentist for so long. So I finally fill out all the paperwork. They ask just about everything. Essentially, they even ask for a blood sample. They ask for a DNA test. No, maybe it wasn't that bad. So I get through all of this questionnaire, and I go back. And the dentist is looking through my mouth. And I'm talking to him, and I'm telling him, you know, I got this extra tooth. It's a really weird, freaky extra tooth. And he didn't exactly know what the technical term for this tooth would be. He kind of like guessed what it would be. And he's going through and he's thinking, okay, let's just see what this cash tree is going to bring me. He thought he was going to open up the mouth and things were going to be so bad in there. He's thinking to himself, well, this is going to be like, man, there's going to be so much money we're going to be able to bill him. Oh my, that insurance, oh, this is like the gift that keeps on giving. There's going to be 80 things we're going to have to do in there. Oh, this is going to be great. Going to be able to pay off the summer home with what we're going to be able to charge as insurance for what's in that mouth right now. So I open her up and he's looking in and he's saying, huh, that's weird. Huh. Everything looks great. What? And I can see instantly he's getting a little bit more disappointed. No, I was going to get a pontoon boat with all the work I was going to get on this guy's mouth. What? He said that my teeth look like a 13-year-old's that have been well taken care of. Like, they're brand new teeth. Everything's great. So he's going through, and he's looking. He's like, okay, let's see if there's anything else that needs to happen. No, everything's good. Still have zero cavities. Yeah, 35 and have zero cavities. Yes, awesome. Everything was just coming up Ryan today. So by the time I get done, they're basically thinking to themselves, man, I thought this was going to be the one. Sorry. Don't know what to tell you. Not this mouth. Big Al, what's going on?
You say you're 35?
Yeah, 35.
Wow, you make Paul Harvey look young.
Both the way I feel, yeah. Uh-huh. On the inside, I identify as a 75-year-old, though.
So I just want to tell you, I haven't told you this, Rack, but Mama Jeannie has stage 4 breast cancer.
Oh, it's terrible.
And we're fighting it, and we're going tomorrow for a new potion. And I just want to say that everybody pray for my girl. And she's an angel. And the first and last letters of an angel are Al. in your good hands with Allstate, and there I am again. So I just want to say, Rex, that you're a good dude. I've turned a lot of people on to you, and I just want to say to my ChemoX audience, please pray for my girl, and we'll get through this, and Frankie will be back stealing muffins and God knows what, because my deal, every time I turn him on, he sits in front of it like RCA, and he can't wait. And he's the most famous beagle in St. Louis, and my wife is an angel, and I love you, Rex. And I just want to say that we're everybody can say what they want about St. Louis, but guess what? All the superstars come back and live here, and you found out, didn't you?
I did.
Just like Paul Goldschmidt, and he's going to come here and be a lifelong Cardinal, because once you're in this town, Rex, what I tell you, your family. For some apparent reason, we love you.
Much love to you and your family, big gal. Please give us an update, will you?
I will. I will. And we're fighting it. And I just want to say that, girls, listen to me. And guys, get your exams and make sure everybody's up to snuff. And don't put it off. Because I mean that.
Is she a fighter like you?
Oh, my God. She's tougher than all of us. Tony Twist is my buddy. And Twister says she's tougher than all of us.
Oh,
and she is.
I believe
and she'll
it.
Fight it like no tomorrow.
Yeah,
and you can't lose with Big Al on your team. You know that, Rex.
You got that right. Wow.
So I just want to tell you that Blue Cross denied $47,000 worth of injections. We appealed it twice. And I called up the third time and I said, listen to me. I worked in media in this town. And at Fox 2, I can call a press conference, and I'll embarrass the hell out of you. This woman has never used her insurance for 35 years. And if you deny it again, I will embarrass you. Guess what, Rex? A week later, they approved it.
Our health care is so screwed up. You shouldn't have to go through all that hassle to get what you should have covered. This is so ridiculous.
And you know what? And we're going to get back to politics and religion, because that's how you roll. We're Christians. And MAGA, make out great again. And Donald Trump may be a wacko, but he's done more in 2 years than everybody else has done forever.
Yeah.
So there you go.
All right, big gal. We'll be thinking.
Love you, Rex.
Love you guys, too.
Frankie is looking at this freaking muffin again. No!
Frankie,
see you, bud.
Bye. Frankie the Beagle. Oh, my goodness. Ah, Big Gal, we're going to be thinking of you. That's part of it. Part of the way our insurance is set up. It's so screwed up. And so many people have gone through this. Things that should be covered, they fight you on it. And it's stupid that you have to go through such a tremendous hassle in order to get what you pay for. You pay for the insurance. We got such a screwed up system here. It shouldn't be this difficult. It really shouldn't. No one's denying our system is far from perfect, but oh my goodness. All the things that we've seen proposed, nothing's really made it sound like we're going to get it any better anytime soon, unfortunately. Well, coming up, I wanted to talk about the DNC and the 2020 primary debate. They made a big announcement today. We're going to talk about that coming up on Overnight America KMOX. Welcome back to Overnight America. Wow. Big Al, I love you, man. I don't know if you're still listening. You probably are. I saw your text message there. You probably saw this, too. You're not alone. There was another announcement that happened today that surprised a lot of people. When it comes to upcoming treatment, someone that's been on television for many years also announcing that he is ready to start a battle of his own. That person is Alex Trebek from Jeopardy.
Hi, everyone. I have some news to share with all of you, and it's in keeping with my longtime policy of being open and transparent with our Jeopardy fan base. I also wanted to prevent you from reading or hearing some overblown or inaccurate reports regarding my health. So therefore, I wanted to be the one to pass along this information. Now, just like 50,000 other people in the United States each year. This week, I was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer. Now, normally, the prognosis for this is not very encouraging, but I'm going to fight this, and I'm going to keep working, and with the love and support of my family and friends, and with the help of your prayers also, I plan to beat the low survival rate statistics for this disease. Truth told, I have to, because under the terms of my contract, I have to host Jeopardy for 3 more years. So help me, keep the faith, and we'll win. We'll get it done. Thank you.
That was Alex Trebek announcing today that he has stage 4 pancreatic cancer. You found out last week, making the announcement, and everyone finding out today. I'm telling you, attitude is a big part of it. You find that with a outlook that is a fighting outlook, it gives you all the chance in the world. And sometimes it's the most difficult thing to do. It's very difficult to have a positive outlook at a time like this. But man, you got to trust in God. So good for Alex Trebek. And we love you, Big L. You know what else came out? I was scanning through, and I was trying to figure out what was in the news. What can I talk about tonight? You know, the DNC made an announcement. They're going to ban Fox News from hosting a Democrat primary during the 2020 election. So why would they do that? Okay, let's figure out why. And on MSNBC earlier tonight, they actually asked the question to DNC chair committee Tom Perez on why. Why are you skipping Fox News?
I want to make sure that as many people as possible see our candidates because...
Oh, yeah. So you're going to relegate it to the two inferior networks when it comes to ratings. Doesn't Fox double CNN and MSNBC? Okay, I get it. Okay, you say, I want to make sure everyone can see it, except we're not going to air it on the network that everyone watches for things like this. Okay, I get it.
Because I believe that our views, our vision, command the respect of the majority of the American people, including people who watch Fox News. People, Republicans, Democrats, independents, have pre-existing conditions and believe that they ought to be able to keep their health care.
All right, so blah, 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 blah. So I don't know how Fox has anything to do with this. So they go in and, you know, Tom Perez is trying to dance around this. And I want everyone to see this, and I think Americans think we should keep pre-existing conditions. Are you kidding? Who even brought that up? So you're going into talking point mode immediately. You know, did a Nancy Pelosi or someone say, oh, it'd probably be good if we start putting that back into the conversation? Or Chuck Schumer or someone like that. Who was talking? Who brought that up?
Including people who watch Fox News. So we reached out to all the media outlets, including Fox News, as we were preparing for these debates. Our second North Star principle in these debates is to make sure that whichever network runs them ensures that our candidates are treated fairly. Now, you had the video before of Chris Wallace. I have great respect for Chris Wallace, and my concern is not about Chris Wallace. It's about people above Chris Wallace, because what we have seen now, and it's been really most recently now in the New Yorker story, is that at the highest levels of Fox News, they're not playing it straight.
Oh, this is funny. So they're going to take an article that was written that can't be confirmed or denied by the New Yorker, run with it and say this is the justification. So it doesn't matter if the article can be disproven or whatever it is. You know, it doesn't matter. And you know what? That's their prerogative. They can do whatever they want. Just don't go out there and say, oh, we want the most people to see this by skipping the network that has the most people. You know, that's obviously your lie detector was pegging all the way into the red at that point. So Tom Perez, whatever. I mean, you can continue to say that. That could be your thing. And it's funny, we want to be treated fair, and we believe Chris Wallace and them are fair. Remember during the presidential election when you had Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton? Which network had probably the fairest of the commentators, of the questions? It was probably Chris Wallace. He handled himself the best between all of them. And it's funny because part of this New Yorker article that came out speculates that Roger Ailes with Fox News leaked to Donald Trump questions about one of the debates. That was the first time I've heard that. You know who actually confirmed leaking questions to the candidates? CNN during their debate to Hillary Clinton. So I feel like he just added that in there because they heard the leaking of questions so many times that they had to try to neutralize it in some way in order for them to make this decision. I don't care. You know, if you're Fox News and if you're the Republicans right now, this is what I would be doing. I'd be saying, great for us, because if the DNC actually believes that the Fox News executives are controlling Donald Trump in the White House and they're the puppet masters to what goes on there, and, you know, they do this and they can do that and they wait for they wait for marching orders or whatever level that you want to believe in that conspiracy. Fine. You know, if you're the DNC, this is what you're essentially signing off to. Fox News is going to dictate what all of their listeners are going to believe about your people, because you're not going to have a chance to get your own message out there. Whatever you want your candidate's message to be, completely irrelevant now, because you're skipping the network that allows you to put your message to those people. You're skipping the audience that would be able to persuade those people. Congratulations, you just did something really stupid again. Why would you do that if you have the opportunity to persuade people that wouldn't vote for you, assuming that you believe everyone that watches Fox News would never vote Democrat? You're telling me you wouldn't want to go into that situation to try to switch some of those voters over? Are you serious? You serious, Clark? What a missed opportunity by them. I just think it's terrible strategy. And fine. I mean, they could do whatever they want. You know, Donald Trump even tweeted out, what was it? It was, hold on. He said, good. Then I think I'll do the same with the fake news networks and the radical left Democrats in the general election too. All right. As long as you have Fox News, that's the big dog. That's the one you want to be able to have on your side. All right. More coming up. If you disagree with that, you know, we could take your calls. We only have an hour left. Short show here tonight. 314-436-7900.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.